Welcome back. You're listening to the Lone Star Money Resource. This is your host, Jason Shreve and Mark Connolly, and we've got a special guest here today. We started off the first segment just talking about his transition from being a coach and a teacher into now being an optometrist and an entrepreneur. Really interesting conversation, learning a lot. But David, tell us a little bit about your business and At First Sight Eye Care.
Well, we do comprehensive eye care. That would include anything from contact fittings, whether it be just the run-of-the-mill type standard contacts to what we call the specialty contacts for various things that could happen with the cornea that we can't use a standard lens. We do just routine exams. I'm an optometric glaucoma specialist, so I treat quite a bit of glaucoma, diabetic eye exams, do a lot of co-management in surgery as well with some surgeons.
Is that specialty something that you had to do during school, or is that something you gain after?
That's something you do during, typically.
Okay.
And now the state of Texas pretty much graduates everyone with optometric glaucoma.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because I worked in LASIK for a long time, that's one of my passions. I have a lot of patients that I send out to a couple of surgeons here in town that I manage with. Usually the way that works is I do a workup on them for the pre-op. I get together with the surgeon. We determine goals as far as surgery. The surgeon does the procedure, and then I do the follow-ups afterwards. It's the way the co-management type thing works. Because of the proximity of my businesses, it's a lot of times more convenient for the patients to do it that way as well. It's just a win-win for everyone.
Where all are you located?
We are located next to the Macy's in Willowbrook Mall, mm-hmm. actually connected to the Macy's in Willowbrook Mall, as well as in First Colony Mall in Sugar Land.
Okay.
In the First Colony, you just opened up last month or two, right?
It was recent, yeah. It was late March.
Okay.
Late March, and then the Willowbrook location opened in December of 16.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So, listening to your story, you know, when you go from doing coaching basketball, and then you decide to become an optometrist, and then obviously you spent a lot of time gaining experience in that field with others, and then you said that you also did some independent contracting, so you got to see all different kinds of offices and
absolutely
how they operate, and you learn from that.
Right.
Tell the listeners again a little bit about the story of how you ended up being next to the Macy's and how that developed, mm-hmm. and I want to have an understanding just a little bit of, you've shown this consistency of having this entrepreneur spirit. I want to get an understanding of how best you could define where that comes from.
Okay. I can do that. Well, as far as becoming connected with the Macy's, mm-hmm. this was something I mentioned earlier that I was sitting having my coffee one morning. As I typically do, I'm either watching one of the news stations, trying to find out any news that I can gather before I leave for the office. But I was watching CNBC that morning. I always like to watch that a little bit just to see what's going on in the markets and various things like that, because as you guys know, anything in news is going to affect what's going on there as well. And when the announcement was made that morning with the partnership between Luxottica, who is the parent company of LensCrafters, and Macy's, I told my wife immediately, I said, this is big. They are in the process of opening 500 of these nationwide over a three-year span. And we were the second in Texas to open. When I saw that, I called the powers that be that were part of the company that afternoon. And before I knew it, we had the paper signed. And it was really neat. And it was almost like it was meant to be. It was so seamless getting that deal together.
Mm-hmm.
And because that one had been so successful out of the box at the Willowbrook location, I was approached about the First Colony location soon thereafter and decided to take that one on too. But I think that's number two of I'm not sure how many yet.
Yes.
I want to keep growing and obviously I'm going to need some doctors to come in with me because can't be in five places at once. But I want, you know, to continue growing the business. I think that the big thing is with that and growth is when you're an entrepreneur, yeah, you want to do it. I mean, you want to go after it. When you see that opportunity, you want to grab it and go. But you have to be careful a lot of times because you don't want to take on too much too soon, because then you don't give each place your full attention and none of them will be successful that way. And, you know, as far as the spirit, I've always dreamed of having a business like this of my own, especially while I was in optometry school. But because of the opportunity that came along and the surgeon that approached me about coming to work with him, I really couldn't pass it up. And as a new grad, a lot of times, you need that experience. That role, it's kind of like God just put me in that role because he knew I needed that before I was going to go out and do something like this on my own. Right. And so, you know, I had the opportunity. I did a lot of the accounting for our surgery center. I also, you know, did a lot of HR because we had 15 employees there at the center. And then, of course, with the type of disease that we would see in the ophthalmology realm, as well as just taking care of people coming in for elective procedures like LASIK, you know, it just kind of gave me a plethora of knowledge. And I just the connection between he and I was so wonderful. And we gelled together so well that I just felt like that was where I was meant to be at that time. Yeah. And it was tough to leave, actually. But being the fact that I wanted to do my own thing so badly is basically where is what has made me end up where I am now.
Awesome. So tell me a little bit about in that journey, what are some of the success and failure stories that you've experienced, and how did those things turn out?
You know, I my wife and I were looking at a practice in the DFW area initially, and when I decided I was going to go out on my own. It was a long-established place. There were just a lot of negotiations, and when I say that, almost a year's worth of negotiations on certain things. You know, lining up financing, you know, it was a major purchase, and we had to make sure everything was in line. Well, worst came to worst, and we decided not to close on the deal for various reasons that I won't get into. And so I just decided I was going to just contract for a while on my own, contract at different offices, kind of get a feel for places, looked at a lot, of, when I say a lot, like daily, while I'm watching that news station, I'm scrolling through my phone looking at things constantly of any opportunities that were coming about, and just really couldn't find one that seemed to be the right fit until this came along. And we decided to latch onto it and go.
Was that a difficult situation when, after doing almost a year's worth of negotiations for it to, you know, that this is your dream to own your own place, to go into business, and then you put on that time and energy, and then nothing comes of it?
Well, extremely disappointing.
Yeah.
Very, very disappointing. And that's just something that, as an entrepreneur, you have to accept that things like that are going to happen. I mean, you're going to have to make those tough decisions where you say, yeah, I've been working on this for such and such amount of time, but I need to cut my losses when I need to cut my losses, you know. And I know for a fact we made the right decision because of where it's put us now.
Yeah, it almost sounds like another one of those God things. It
just, absolutely.
You know, I mean, it works itself out, and you kept your head up, and you moved on, and it turned out to be a great decision.
Yep.
I mean, absolutely. Now, where you're at and you're having the success.
Yeah.
Tell me just a little bit about you're having success. How are you going to stay on top of the business? What are you going to do to try to make sure the success continues?
Well, you can't get satisfied, first off, in my opinion. Like I mentioned, my wife, Nicole, earlier, I lean on her a lot as well to make this business successful, and she does a wonderful job at it. And but bringing in new staff, bringing in new doctors as we grow, that's how you make it successful. People, surrounding yourself with people that you have the same ideals and values, as far as not only just patient care, if you will, but just treating people how you would want to be treated. You know, when you go to a doctor's office, I used to tell my staff this in my other office, that I would want someone to treat that patient like if my mom walked into that room, and I would want to treat that person the same way as if someone was treating my mom. And I feel like if you look at things that way, you're going to be successful. And a lot of it's just be yourself, you know? I mean, it's just, like I was just telling you guys earlier, I mean, my wife sometimes has to go, hey, doc, you got patients waiting, because I'm sitting in the exam room telling stories or just having a good time getting to know people. And I have a lot of entrepreneur patients that come in that I'm always asking them questions like, so what do you do? And then they start telling me, and it's very intriguing, some of the things I hear, and how they got in businesses as well. And so I'm always looking for new ideas and just listening to people.
That's part of the fun of business in general, is just getting to know people, getting to know their stories and hearing how they came about. I mean,
I agree.
You hear so many things that you would have never thought about.
Right.
You know, as far as ways to go out and create value for people.
Right. Absolutely.
So tell us just a little bit about have you dealt with tough economic times? Has that been an issue to this point? Have you gone through that cycle?
Sure.
Are you prepared for the cycle?
Well, being that I'm somewhat new at being on my own, I don't know all the trends yet as to when's the good times, when are the bad times. I do have a lot of colleagues that have been in business much longer, some of my mentors that I speak with occasionally, and just to kind of get a feel for how the market's going. Because when I start to see that schedule die down some, I get worried, as everyone does. Okay. Yeah. And so a lot of times I might just pick up the phone and say, hey, how's things going with you guys? And I'll get a consensus and just start to understand more of the trends. Because in comprehensive eye care, it's different than, like, as far as the other setting in elective surgery. You know, the trends are different as far as what times of the year people have it and things of that nature. You know, end of the year is always busy. We know that because people procrastinate with their benefits.
I don't think I've ever done that.
Yeah. We'll just let that lie.
Yeah.
You know, the busiest day of the year for me is usually the last day of the year.
No kidding.
You know, it's amazing. We had been open 1 week in Willowbrook, and we were going out of town, and I decided the 30th was my last day to work of the year. We worked like 15 hours that day. I don't think I left that exam room.
You're like, when did the patients want to go home?
Exactly.
That's awesome. Well, it's great talking to you, Dr. Johnson. And we're gonna come back and talk a little bit more. I think that you've got a lot of advice that you can probably give some other entrepreneurs out there, just like you talk to some of your colleagues. The listeners out there, they'll love to hear some advice that you'll have, and we'll get in that in the next segment. But, you know, businesses need to be prepared. Businesses need to plan. And what we do at Wealth Design Group is we help you plan. We help you begin to monetize your business. And what exactly does that mean? Well, what it means is there's no doubt when you own a business, your best asset is going to be investing in your business. However, are there things you could be doing within the business and with those dollars that will increase the value, so that at some point, because everybody at some point, they either sell their business externally or internally, or some people, they just keep it and use it for cash flow and work until the day they die. But something happens, and you could die soon, you know, instead of it being later when you want it to be. Who knows? We don't know what's going to happen, and you've got to prepare yourself. Number one, you need to eradicate exposures that you have to the financial threats that are out there for your business. Number two, you need to begin to get organized and look and see who are the key people in your business. How do you make sure that they're going to be there and you don't lose them to competitors? And what happens if you do? What are you prepared financially when those things happen? And what if something goes wrong? And then number three, looking at setting up different types of retirement plan programs or the things you can do to get bigger tax deductions. That's what we can help you with. And if you're interested in talking to us, just give us a call at 713-826-0426. You're listening to Lone Star Money Resource.